You know, guys, earlier this week, I called Barbara Bill Olson just to tease her a little bit, and I said, can you throw my bail? I'm in jail. I need $3,000. And she said, stay there. She said, stay there and read the darn book.
No empathy at all.
No. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to get her on the phone because I got a word or two to say to her.
No kidding.
How about good morning, Barbara?
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm good. Welcome to the program. Thank you for doing this.
No problem. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, and thank you for coming down, too, to the Slammer to throw my bail. I thought I was going to be in there for the rest of the weekend. We'd be in big trouble. But you came out.
It's a serious place to be.
It's a serious place to be. Now, Barbara has been in the real estate game for quite some time, probably 34 years or so.
That's about right.
And
showing my age.
Well, no, you could, you know, maybe you started when you were two.
Okay, I like that.
But apparently you were thrown into this real estate business because somebody was threatening to get rid of you at a current job. Is that sort of the way it works?
That's right. I was the executive assistant to a vice president and president of a steel company. And he told me I was wasting my time working there. And I was working almost 24/7, no overtime. And he told me he'd give me 1 year to go get my real estate license, and that was it. I was fired. And I didn't really believe him, but I went and took the course, and as soon as he heard I passed, he fired me.
Nice guy.
I was literally on the streets, Tom.
Oh, my goodness. So you went out to UBC, and you took the course, and you passed the 1001 questions, and here you are today.
That's right. And you know what? I am fiercely proud to be a realtor, Tom. I love it.
Well, I've been reading your book, Barbara, and in the book it says you say you haven't really worked a day since you got into real estate. Could you maybe explain that? Doc is saying, yeah, right?
You know what? It is the most rewarding profession in the world if you can help the public. And that's really what it's all about. You're not in it for the dollars. You're there to protect them and just make sure that the home they're buying or selling is the right one. And your job is to make sure that contract is enforceable and well written.
I agree 100%, Barbara. This is Doc.
Hi, Doc.
You kind of go back together? You sort of know each other a little bit, do you? Because I said you're coming on the show, and Doc goes, I know Barbara.
I don't think we ever met personally, but we have chit-chatted years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You haven't said good morning to Bill Macklem yet.
No.
Bill's a good guy. You need a mortgage. Bill's the guy to see.
I haven't met him yet, but I hope to one day.
Thanks, Barbara. I appreciate that.
We can arrange that.
Yeah, we certainly can. So as a managing broker at Royal LePage, what do you see as some of the major problems of some of these realtors that are coming into the process these days with what's going on in the marketplace?
Royal LePage Westside is the office I'm the managing broker of, and I work with the most incredible team of realtors, and I'm sure they hate me sometimes because part of my managing broker duties is to read their contracts, and if they even forget one minor thing, I, of course, fire off a note, and they don't like getting those notes, but they understand that's part of my job. I have to do that, but really, it's just to remind them for future, and then the new people come in. Some of them have absolutely no training. They don't know what to do. And the book is for both. It's for new people and a great way to start off so they won't have trouble down the road. But it's also for experienced people. You know, the book Stay Out of Real Estate Jail is really like a Bible for realtors. It's a reference manual, and they should have it. Everything when they go to write a contract is right there. Believe it or not, there's actually, and they're going to have a fit, because if you ever did it, you would have a novel for your contract, but there's about 32 statements that they should review before they write their contract. They will never use 32 statements, but they're there as a checklist, a reminder. So if they follow and do what they need to, they can get out there and do their job. And their real job description is meeting the public and getting on with it. But if you can't write the offer, you have a problem.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the word checklist, because in the book, I love aviation. What you said is so true about the airline product. They walk around, they check the airplane, pre-flight checks before they take off. The realtor should do the same thing, have maybe a pre-sale check.
That's right. There is a checklist I made for them. It actually starts from the minute you meet a client or customer all the way through to the follow-up. But there's also a checklist for when you write your contract, and you just can't forget anything if you follow through. Our authorities, which are sort of the British Columbia Real Estate Association, the Real Estate Council of BC, and all the boards, they give us all this information. And what happens is, I think the realtors, licensees, plan to read it, and they take it maybe to an open house, but they never get to read it. So I tried to incorporate it in simpler English, not legal stuff, and just make it simple. So you really couldn't go wrong with having the book.
You know, there are checklists, and you say, too, that realtors should check with other realtors before they do the deal or after they've met with each other. What sort of things do you think one realtor should say to another? How should they follow up with each other?
They should be in constant contact every step of the way, exactly what's happening. Part of our problem in the industry is realtors don't communicate to each other. And you know, if you have somebody representing a seller, the seller wants to know, what did that person think of my house when they came through, good or bad?
Mm-hmm.
And the realtor working for the buyer should let them know and then follow up. Yes, I'm writing an offer, and then try and get some information that would make the contract be perfect for the seller. So you want to ask things like, do they have preferred completion dates and possession and adjustment dates? Well, if you know they're going to complete on a new home, obviously you're going to complete on buying their home a day or two before, so they have the money to carry on. So there is a checklist for exactly what you need to ask.
Those are good points because, as you know, from the financing side of things, it's difficult to get the lawyers to do the actual transition from sale proceeds to purchase proceeds if it's only the same day. Some provinces allow that to happen, but here in BC, you normally like to have a 2 to 3 day window, so you allow that time frame so that the title can be cleared on the sale and the title can be cleared on the purchase. So a lot of realtors don't give you enough time to get that done at that particular point in time.
And they have to. And you know the other thing they do, which just amuses me because I would never accept it, they have the sellers moving out July 5th and they have the buyer moving in July 6th. That's not enough time after everybody's been paid for the poor seller to get out and into their other home and leave it clean. And
absolutely,
most sellers want to do that. You know, they don't want to leave it all junky. So I always find that one funny, but it does happen quite often.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. We sold a place in West Point Grey, and we had to be out by noon.
Yeah.
By 10:30 in the morning, the other people are standing out there on the curb with their truck. And, of course, we're going, excuse me, we have till noon. Do you mind? But this does happen.
Yeah, it does. But now, with all the recommendations of our authority, all licensees are trying to make sure we do the best for the public. So they're watching what they do.
I know your book is a great read for fellow realtors, but I understand, too, that you're getting a great amount of interest from the general public as well.
Yeah, that's amazing. The book was mainly written for realtors, but a lot of members of the public are buying it because they just sort of want to know what's involved. So it's been great that way.
You have a wicked sense of humor, and I ask you to share this story with us. You told me on the phone, and you said to keep it to yourself, Tom, but hey, I can't keep anything to myself.
Oh, keep it to yourself.
No, I won't, and I won't ask for names, okay? But you had an email from one of your students who wanted to know why you were making this book a public knowledge, and you said,
Tom, that's not fair. That was off the record.
I'm not, okay, well, this is off the record, too. Nobody's listening anyway, so go ahead.
Listening.
Sorry. Yeah, that's fine.
No, she actually said that she was proud that I'd written the book and thrilled, and she's taken my writing enforceable offer courses and multiple offer course, and she was thrilled with the book, but why would I let the public know what the realtor or licensee is supposed to be doing?
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I don't quite follow that, because if you're doing your job, why would you even worry?
Yeah, Doc is nodding his head. He's in agreement with you.
Yeah. No, I've made it so simple, you guys, that it's unbelievable. It's step by step. And I did do a survey, and I asked them how long it takes them to write a contract before I wrote this. Some people were 15 minutes, but you have no idea how many were 5 hours, and they still weren't getting it right. What they were doing is they put the statements that should be in every contract. So they put a couple of those, and then they put their subject, and a couple more statements, and a couple more subjects, so they didn't know what the heck they were doing.
Easy to get financing too.
It's crazy. So mine's based on, you do your 4-page contract, your back page is enclosed, the information page not numbered. So page 5 is always starting with the statements that should be in the contract. And one of the big statements is, we offer the public professional advice. And it's a statement saying that they were okay with that. If they aren't, we immediately make it a subject. We would never stop someone from getting legal advice. So it goes either way on that one. And, of course, the marijuana disclosure is always in there, no drugs and all that stuff. And another one would be access for property, so we can allow the inspectors, et cetera, to get in. And then you go to your subjects, and it's really quite simple. Your financing, your inspection, and your insurance. And insurance is a big one these days. Your mortgage broker friend there will tell you that, because since 9/11, forest fires, grow up, you really have to make sure you can get insurance. And then the other two, we call them the famous five. The students name them. If you don't talk about five subjects, you've forgotten something. But the other two, we're trying to make statements, which are getting a copy of the property disclosure statement and the title search in advance. And then you go to your property specifics, and that could be whether it's a strata building, tenancies, whatever. So how can you go wrong if you follow the book?
Barbara, in the book, you have copies of contracts. So any realtors listening who get this book can actually maybe cut and paste and just fill in the blanks and have themselves a handy-dandy contract.
They would. But mind you, it's very minor. I took it a step further, Tom. I have no life, I tell my students. And I was sitting there thinking, you know, the mandate of our council is to protect the public. And there's also one other rule. No matter what the rules are, what we think of them, we have to comply to keep our license. So let's just comply. Let's just do what the rules are. So I put it into what's called the Ultimate Collection, and I sell it on my website, and it's everything. We pre-typed in Word for them. So they would just copy and paste whatever they want. And all the checklists are there, 100 forms. It's all there. It's a piece of cake.
This morning we're speaking with Barbara Bell Olson. She is the author of a great new book on real estate called Stay Out of Real Estate Jail, Your Lifeline to Real Estate. How long did it take you to write this book, Barb?
It took me over a year, and it took me over 3 years to type and have the ultimate collection ready to go.
Now, I know in the preface of your book, you mentioned a gentleman by the name of Tony who put up with you for years and years, it seems, and we should say thank you to Tony for that.
Yes, we should say thank you to Tony. He was definitely on his own for a long time. He was cooking the meals for me.
Going out to conferences and dinner parties without you because you were at home typing away on the computer?
You got it.
And I understand that all hell almost broke loose one day because you actually took the computer into the bedroom.
Oh, you don't miss a trick.
I missed
it. There's nothing secret with you.
I don't miss the juicy stuff, that's for darn sure.
Well, it wasn't too juicy a night in that bed. I'll tell you, with the computer and me.
Just the two of you. Oh, my goodness.
So I hope people will seriously go to my website and take a look. And I'll just tell you, it's Barbara Bell Olson, all one word, .com.
All right, now that's Barbara Bell Olson.
Yeah, with an E.
Mm-hmm, .com. And yeah. If somebody wants to call you at the office, Barbara, what's your number there?
604-261-9311.
That's 604-261-9311. The lady's name is Barbara Bell Olson. She has a website, barbarabellolson.com. Stands to reason.
It's pretty easy.
Yeah, why not, eh?
Why not? People can get the book online?
They can get the book online at Amazon or any of the major bookstores. They can get it at my website. And they can even, believe it or not, it just went in to Save On Foods out in White Rock and 152nd. So I think if you went to any Save On, they could order one over for you.
I'm going to be popping down and pick one up.
Okay.
Well, I've got a copy already.
Yeah, I know.
And it's autographed.
Free, too.
And
it's
autographed?
Yeah. Well, Barbara, there's nothing for free. Come on.
That's true.
Barbara, you are a good sport. Your telephone number at the office, again, if somebody would like to get some more information, whether you're a realtor or just a member of the general public who would like to know a little bit more about real estate.
604-261-9311. You can email me anytime. Again, Barbara Bell Olson and at shaw.ca.
And I'm sure there's a link on your website, too, if they want to get to you that way, right?
Absolutely.
BarbaraBellOlson.com. Barbara, you're a delight. I'm coming to see you on Tuesday. Have the coffee on and we'll talk some more.
Okay.
Thanks for being with us this morning.
Thanks for inviting me. I enjoyed every minute of it.
We had fun having you on the show, too, and I want to finish the book, and I've got some more questions for you when I'm finished. By the way, let me put you on the spot here. Do you think maybe a couple of weeks from now we could maybe have some books to give away on the show?
Absolutely.
Okay.
More than happy to.
Guys, I got a free book for you. Oh, yeah, okay. Barbara, you enjoy your weekend.
You too. Thanks again.
It was a pleasure. Thank you so much.
To all three of you.
Thanks, Barbara.
You too. See you Tuesday morning. That's Barbara Bell Olson. She's the author of a fantastic new book called Stay Out of Real Estate Jail, Your Lifeline to Real Estate. And whether you're a realtor or a member of the general public and you like to know what goes on in the world of real estate, it's a great read. It's easy to read. I mean, I was reading it and I was understanding some of it.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. And so you agree with most of the things she was saying, do you, Doc?
All of them.
Perfect.
Yeah.
No, that she's bang on.
We use a lot of her information, and we template all of our agreements, so we make sure that there's nothing missed.
As a mortgage broker, we're the eyes and ears for the bank as well as for the realtors.
Yeah.
If it's not simplified and set up so you can see it, like there's a lot of contracts that come through that you can't find out where the contract is in terms of all the conditions are.
Like she says, the dates are so critical.
They absolutely are.
Everything has to work.
Great new book. If you want to get a hold of it, go to her website, Barbara Bell Olson, barbarabellolson.com, or give her a call at the office, Royal LePage Westside, 604-261-9311, 604-261-9311. 9311. It's Radio Real Estate on AM 650 Radio. What's coming up in the next?